I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week for a second visit to Yorkshire at the Grand Opera House in York. In the 1550s, York Castle was bequeathed by Queen Elizabeth I to Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester, who is believed to have been her secret lover. Rumours of an affair spread after Dudley's wife suspiciously died when she fell down the stairs. Notes of what could be Dudley's carefully formulated murder plot were later discovered, which read, Step 1, Step 3, Step 7, Step 25. The title Duke of York was created in the 14th century, but disappeared for a while, only to be revived in the 19th century for the monarch's second son. Prince Frederick, the original grand old Duke of York, who's immortalised in the song, was mocked with the words, he had 10,000 men, when he was up, when he was down. In today's more enlightened times, we just say he's gay and bipolar. The Victorian explorer and adventurer Augustus Henry Lane Fox Pitt Rivers was born here. In the winter of 1847, he set off across Arctic Canada to find the Northwest Passage. Dressed in tweeds and strong brogue shoes, riding his polo pony with his butler, chambermaid and pastry chef, trailing in a dog cart, Pitt Rivers didn't find the Northwest Passage, but he did discover that Eskimos have over 40 different words for tosser. The famous record-breaking pilot of the 1930s, Amy Johnson, was a Yorkshire girl. Sadly, she perished during the war when it's widely believed her plane was shot down by friendly fire. Friendly seems an odd expression in this context, but to someone from Yorkshire, a hail of gunfire passes for quite a warm greeting. Britain's first sat-nav was sold in York. The proud new owner set off for Hull, only to find he typed Hull by mistake. He still got there. One of the biggest online telecommunications companies and a major employer in Yorkshire is TalkTalk, who recently experienced a massive cyber attack when the personal and banking details of millions of their customers were accessed. Listeners who receive unsolicited phone calls from anyone claiming to be from TalkTalk are warned to be very careful, as they might be from TalkTalk. But those listeners aren't alone in needing a warning of unwelcome voices. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Sandy Totsig. And please welcome the lovely lady who lends a hand when the team's points are on the up, our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the subtle difference in meaning between the words bequeath and bestow. Well, bequeath means to hand down or pass on, whereas bestow is that brown stuff you make gravy with. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Sandy, you could start.
Biceps. Mushrooms which swing both ways.
Barry.
Tart. What you see in a Yorkshire gallery.
Tim.
Barrier. Even more like Barry than barriers.
Graham.
Satsuma. Japanese wrestling when sitting down.
Cockroach. Particularly nasty personal infestation.
Putin. Inexpensive bedpan.
Graham.
Smelting, Jamaican for nose.
Herdy-gurdy, opposite of his de gurdy.
Lieutenant, person renting your toilet.
Bloating, Jamaican whistle.
Obituary, Irish spitefulness.
Sorting, Jamaican rash.
Gringo, Mexican drummer. Gringo, Mexican traffic light.
Resuscitation, that monkey's from India.
Daunting, sunrise in Jamaica.
I love it when you get an idea, Tim, like that. Just run with it, don't you?
Well, I walk with it.
Well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting for us now in the round called Sound Charades. This is based on the old TV favourite, Give Us a Clue, the show that hastened the invention of the high-speed remote. Now, Give Us a Clue, of course, starred 83-year-old veteran Lionel Blair. He began his career as a popular entertainer in 2014. Tim and Sandy, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Brief encounter. Brief encounter.
Off you go, Tim and Sandy.
It's a film.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's two words and it goes like this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to see some pants.
Certainly, madam.
Could you pop them on the work surface?
Certainly.
They're nice.
I'm afraid we're closing now.
That was quick.
Yes.
All quiet on the wife front. No. Two words.
Right.
And it's a work surface involved.
In a shop.
Counter. Counter.
Brief encounter.
Brief.
Okay. Your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Crying Game. The Crying Game.
It's a film.
Three words.
Three words.
Oh. And it goes rather like this.
Yeah.
Dougal.
Amy. Hey, had your tea.
Never mind tea. Whatever is that noise?
That, oh, that's the weeping stag over there.
Oh. I hardly need ask. What's upset him?
Oh, who knows, but those pheasants are in tears too.
The wee grouse are sobbing their hearts out.
And the partridge and snipe and the hares are all inconsolable as well.
It's terribly sad, but I can't say I care. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Is it possibly the crying game?
All right. Let's have another round, please, for Tim and Sandy. And here's your mystery voice at home.
Mrs. Brown's Boys. Mrs. Brown's Boys.
It's a televisual programme and it's got three words and it goes like this. Hello, madam.
Oh, hello.
Is your husband with you this afternoon?
No. Capabilities working in the garden as usual.
And these must be your sons. Do they take after their father, may I ask?
Oh, not a bit. Say hello to the nice man, incompetence and ineptitude.
Very charming. And what of your third son, may I ask?
Impotence. Sadly, he couldn't come. My career is over.
Mine's just beginning.
The boys, the sons,
yeah,
of Capability's wife.
Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown.
Yeah.
Probably the...
Time's up.
Could it be Mrs. Brown's boys?
It is.
Barry, final one being displayed for Barry and Graham to do. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The cook, the thief, his wife and her lover. The cook, the thief, his wife and her lover.
This is a film.
Yeah.
Nine words.
Yeah. It goes like this.
Dougal!
Hamish! I've had your tea.
I'm too excited for tea. I'm looking forward to the fancy dress party tonight at the Big House. What are you going as?
No, I am going as crazy recipe meister Heston Blumenthal, no less.
Ah, so you finally found a use for that dead badger and the tank of liquid nitrogen.
I did, that's I did. And I hear Big Tam is going as Dick Turpin.
Aye, and his lovely wife is going as Mrs. Dick Turpin.
Oh, what about you? What alter ego shall you be treating us to this evening?
I shall be going as Mrs. Turpin's tennis coach.
Mrs. Turpin's tennis coach?
If you know what I mean.
Oh. Oh, say no more.
What a fine force.
I said, say no more. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
A chef and a highwayman.
They're for the wife and his.
Warm.
The cook, the wife and his.
Go on.
Wife, the cook and the thief and something.
No, we're not going to help you. You have to get it right.
It's like being at school
suddenly.
It starts
with the cook, right? It's got the cook.
You're getting there.
The cook, the thief.
The wife, and his lover.
And her lover.
And her lover.
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I notice we've received a bumper crop of letters. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, "Dear Guinness Book of World Records, I have a collection of 6 Guinness Book of World Records. Is this the Guinness Book of World Records record for Guinness Book of World Records? Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis." For obvious reasons, this week we'll play Lord Nesborough's Yorkshire variation in the words of the great man. Positional play, int first progression, is permitted only if a boon, the diagonal, and following a linking snicket, ginnel, or out like it. Thank you, I've worked on the accent.
It
really is as simple as that. So, and players finding themselves blocked should retire to Nid, and miss 3 goes. Rule 8 is, of course, void. I shall be in Yorkshire mode, reet way through to game. So, Tim, your big southern Jesse, you can start.
I'm proud of it. Gooch Street.
Mm. What? Gooch Street?
He's close to Nid there.
He is Nid, sure.
He's okay with that.
Yes. Okay. Gooch Street. Well, I can just duplicate Street. Warren Street.
Oh, surprisingly good.
But linking Snicket Ginnell.
Yeah.
I'm going to go straight to Seven Sisters.
Yes. Crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
Oh, right, I've got to get out of that snicket, haven't I? Right, I need a 6. Morden. Morden.
Oh, good.
6.
Morden, yes.
Yeah.
Rule 8, we weren't allowing Rule 8.
But because you initiated Gooch Street.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He's manoeuvred himself out.
Fair enough,
out.
I got you.
He would have been down to pit.
I see, at least I don't really. Pimlico.
Victoria.
Oh.
Victoria.
Just because he's from Yorkshire doesn't mean you have to.
I could do a flat cap fail, couldn't I, on this point?
Yes, that's certainly permitted.
Yeah. Totteridge and Whetstone.
Ooh.
Sandy.
Oh, it's out like it.
Well done, Flower.
There's not a sentence you ever expected to say to me, Jack.
I'm still not sure I got away with it.
Getting serious, she's deployed her whippet. Well, Lord Knaresborough, I'm sure, would approve of Knightsbridge.
No, I can't let you
what?
Do Knightsbridge. I'm sorry, no. According to the Ilkley Moore Amendment, you're bar tat.
Okay. Elephant Bart Castle.
No, I'm sorry, can't let you have Elephant Bart Castle. That doesn't work. You hapeth.
You feeling all right, Jack?
I've done my homework. You come up here with your fancy London ways. I think you can give us Knightsbridge. Try again, Graham. What?
Clapham.
Clapham, yes. Mm. That's okay.
That was a command.
Bank.
Mm. Oh, Waterloo. Wow.
Oh, careful.
No.
Yeah, be careful.
It's actually permissible, happen as like.
Burnt Oak. That's Boone the Diagonal.
Yeah, of course it is.
Quite right.
I'll have to go to the foot of our stairs. Queensway.
Queensway, I can commit,
can.
But you get nout points for it.
See, I have
Baron's Court.
Earl's Court.
Seriously, you're going to go Baron's Court, Earl's Court? Are you really?
Yes.
Mornington Crescent.
Sandy Toxford, this week's REITs champion. Well, our next round is called In Their Own Words, which takes as its inspiration those celebrity confessionals you read in the likes of Hello and OK magazine. Earlier today, I was excited to see that Tim had left his personal diary unattended. So you can imagine my disappointment when it turned out to be his work diary for 2016 and as white as Nigel Farage's dream pub. Okay, teams, I have with me today the words of billionaire property magnate and US presidential candidate Donald Trump, which have been interrupted at certain key places. Your job, teams, is to try to fill in the missing bits. Okay. So this is Donald Trump talking about himself. I have the right temperament. I have the right leadership. I've built an incredible company. I wrote the number one selling business book of all time, Trump, The Art of the...
Fart.
The Art of the Deal. Experience has taught me two things. One is to listen to your gut, and the second is...
Blame the dog.
Is that you're generally better off sticking with what you know. And this is Donald Trump on women. You know, it doesn't really matter what the media write as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of...
cat's fur on your head.
Piece of ass is what he says.
Oh, dear.
Oftentimes, when I was sleeping with one of the top women in the world, I would say to myself... Thinking about me as a boy from Queens, can you believe...
I gave up all those queens.
What I'm doing. There's nothing I love more than women, but they're really a lot different than portrayed. They are far worse than men, far more aggressive, and boy, can they...
Do all the jobs men do and yet get paid less for it.
This is, boy, can they be smart... I have seen women manipulate men with just a twitch of their eye, or perhaps...
The use of a carefully constructed sentence with surprisingly complex words. I'm on a roll now, Jack. I'm on a roll.
Yes.
He's annoyed me now.
It's actually another body part. I don't know which other body part you can twitch, but, you know. Every guy in the country wants to go out with my daughter. Ivanka's really something, and what a beauty. I don't think Ivanka would pose for Playboy, although she does have a very nice figure. I've said if Ivanka weren't my daughter, I'd...
not be surprised.
What he says is, I've said if Ivanka weren't my daughter, I'd be dating her.
Oh.
Which is wrong on so many levels. And about his hair, my hair may not be perfect, but it's...
machine washable.
But it's mine, he says. If I happen to be outside, I'm probably on one of my golf courses, where I protect my hair from overexposure by...
leaving it in the clubhouse.
By wearing a golf hat. On ethnic minorities... yeah, brace yourselves. Black guys counting my money, I hate it. The only kind of people I want counting my money are...
those nice guys at the laundry.
Short guys that wear yarmulkes every day. When the Nigerians on the street corners who don't speak a word of English, who have no clue, who are selling watches for some guy in New Jersey, when I walk by those guys say, Trump, Trump, that's when I know I've...
learned a Nigerian word for pillock.
I've got total recognition. On the Republican presidential nomination, one of the key problems today is that politics is such a disgrace. Good people don't go into government. I'd want to...
keep that tradition going.
I'd want to change that. President Trump would believe very strongly in extreme military strength. He wouldn't trust anyone. He wouldn't trust the Russians. He wouldn't trust our allies. He'd have a huge military arsenal, perfect it, and...
live in a volcano with a white cat.
Understand it. Okay, it's music time now with a round called Swanee Kazoo. This is where the teams duet to combine the celestial sigh of the Swanee whistle with the bronchial hack of the kazoo. Despite their critics, the Swanee whistle and kazoo have enjoyed a long musical marriage, which is good news for their only child, the banjo. At the piano, we have Colin Sowell. And there was considerable excitement at last summer's Proms in the Park when Colin conducted brilliantly in front of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. He says it's the last time he'll open his umbrella in a thunderstorm. Tim and Sandy, you can start, and I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of the morning song from Peer Gynt to feature Sandy Toksvig on the kazoo and Tim Brooke Taylor on the Swanee whistle. Barry and Graham, I'd like you to provide us with a rendition of Brindisi from La Traviata to feature Barry Cryer on the kazoo and Graham Garden on the Swanee whistle.
<laughs>
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there is there is just time for a quick round of Pig Farmer's Songbook. Samantha's just nipping off to meet an entrepreneurial gentleman friend who's recently cornered the market in overpriced barbecued pig meat. She says she likes few things more than to spend the weekend helping him pull his pork. So, teams, I'd like you please to suggest song titles likely to be popular with an audience of pig farmers. Can you start, please, Sandy?
Crackling Rosie.
Graham.
Mistletoe and Swine.
Barry.
I Got You, Babe.
Sex and Drugs and Bacon Roll.
I Ham What I Ham.
Pack up your truffles.
New pork, new pork.
Lucy in the sty with diamonds.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a Gloucester old spot.
You make me squeal like a natural woman.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I notice that the clock, like a junior Sudoku, has beaten us again. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and the good people of York, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Dreyer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Sandy Toxbig have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.